I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You.
Hey, Steve, did you hear the latest story about Lord Howe's walking stick?
No, did he use it to beat an errant entomologist?
This is a species of stick insect, as I like to call them, that lived on an island about 300 miles off the east coast of Australia, Lord Howe's Island. In 1918, a British ship ran aground and its crew escaped along with a bunch of rats. And the rats quickly spread out on the island, the only home for the walking stick. They were known from nowhere else in the world. And within 2 years, the walking sticks disappeared. The rats found them to be a very juicy meal, and being flightless and slow and slow-witted, they were gobbled up. And in 1920, the last one was apparently consumed by a rat. In 1960, this species of stick insect was declared extinct, gone. In 1964, some rock climbers were on another chunk of rock 13 miles past Lord Howe's Island on the remains of a 7-million-year-old volcano known as Ball's Pyramid, a piece of rock that juts out about 1,800 feet above the surface of the water. They climbed this rock and they found a couple of dead bodies of large insects. Rumors started spreading about the possibility that there was something on this island of interest, but biologists didn't pick up on it. A few years later, some rock climbers found a couple more bodies that had been worked into a bird's nest that was sitting on one of the pinnacles. But it wasn't until 2001 that scientists visited Ball's Pyramid and decided to look for this rumored giant walking stick. And with binoculars, they scoped out some bushes about 500 feet up on the rock, and they climbed up there and found nothing. Just a few crickets. And as they were shinning back down the rock face, they found one small bush growing out of a crack in amongst some lush vegetation, and they found frass, the droppings of some large insect, but no insects themselves. And so they went back down to the bottom. Well, one of the scientists was a walking stick expert, and he said, you know, they're nocturnal. If we're going to find them, we're going to have to go back up at night, and nobody wanted to climb this thing at night. But they did. One of the scientists and a ranger who was a rock climbing expert took their flashlights and their cameras and they shinnied back up the rock that night. And lo and behold, they found two of these giant black walking sticks on this little tiny shrub growing 225 feet above the water surface. These walking sticks are about 5 inches long and about half an inch across. They're sizable insects. The Lord Howe's Island walking sticks were referred to by the locals as land lobsters or bush lobsters because they were so big. But anyway, they got them identified, and sure enough, it was Lord Howe's walking stick, thought to have been extinct now for almost 80 years, and here they were.
I'm sure that's not the end of the story.
Oh, it's not.
Then I'd like to hear more about it next week, if you don't mind.
Not at all.
About out
of
time.
We'll pick it up next week.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.